Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This hour is presented by Kima Ream, who's responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
I ain't got a high-powered motor. I don't own a wakeboard. I got a 1970 Morton guitar and an outdoor carpet dance floor. I got burgers on the grill and beer on ice, and I'll probably be
sick. Well, we're going to go right into the Pensacola Expert Panel. You know what, stuff happens. This is radio. Right, Stefan? We just roll with the punches.
You do. You just kind of see what happens.
Or we.
You know, people don't know this, but I'm basically winging this every time. So, you know.
I don't believe that.
You never know
that.
What I'm going to say or do.
No. I don't believe that at all. In fact, I will say you do an excellent job. If you wing it, you do an incredible job, because I wouldn't even know. You didn't even have to tell us your little secret. But we're just coasting right into Bo Smart like that with all of our giveaways.
Yeah, I'll tell you. So let's go ahead and get started with Bo Smart. You are listening to Bo Smart. The phone number, 850-437-1620, is the phone number. It is a call-in show. I'm more than happy to take any of your questions that you may have. Maybe you have some comments about my Marine Service program or questions about it or the school over at George Stone, or maybe you have an issue going on with your boat. Maybe you're watching this little rain event we have coming in, and you might want to know what you need to do with your boat about that. So you can give us a call or a text at 850-437-1620. I'm more than happy to take and answer your calls, so be happy to do that. So give us a call. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. Boat Smart is sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. The phone number, 850-492-0487. Key Marine is your Yamaha and Mercury Repower Center. Special discounting prices on all Yamaha and Mercury motors. Key Marine specializes in service and repair on Mercury, MerCruiser, and Yamaha product. They have trained technicians that can provide top-notch product service and repair. And you can also check them out on Facebook for any specials they may be running. Also, remember that Key Marine can come to you. They have a mobile service that will go to your house. They'll go to the marina. Wherever your boat is, they can go over there and service it and take care of it. And they also have trailers available. If you don't have a trailer, you may ask them to go pick up your boat and bring it over to Key Marine over there on Bower Road. I am the marine instructor over at George Stone Technical College. George Stone is located at 2400 Longleaf Drive here in Pensacola. You can contact them at georgestonecollege.edu through the chat feature. That's a great feature that they have. You can go on there and chat with them on that georgestonecollege.edu website. You can call them at 850-941-6200, but I highly recommend that you use the chat feature or go by and see them. You can walk right in there, talk to a counselor, and they can guide you through the steps it takes to get enrolled in George Stone Technical College in any class up there or my class. I'm hoping you're looking at my class. That's why we do this show, to make people aware that the marine industry is going strong. We're needing a lot of young people to get into this industry, men and women that are looking for a great career in the marine industry. That's why we do this show, to let people know that. You can also register now. We have open enrollment, so if there's spots available, you can get into a class on the first Monday of every month. So I tell you, Mr. Rollins, the principal, come down there, I think it was last night or night before last, and we were talking in the hallway, and he said, you know what, I've never seen so many students at this school. People, we are filling that place up with students who are interested in career fields. That we have so many career fields available there. We are filling that place up with students. The George Stone is doing some wonderful things in our community, helping people to guide them into a career field of their choice. And I'm telling you, there's a lot of interest in our school, and we're happy about that. And we're doing everything we can to meet people's needs as far as education and a career field is concerned. We do have scholarships available. You must pre-qualify for those. VA and Pell Grants are also available. Hard to believe I just winged all that, huh, Jenna?
I don't believe anything you just said now.
I do have some things written down on some paper for you, so no. I try not to mess that up.
Hey, but this I tell you, it's great. You're doing great.
It is important, though, to let people know, you know, about Key Marine and how their relationship with George Stone and so many other dealerships and people in our area that are connected with George Stone Technical College, the Marine Service class. And that's why we are so successful with all the people that we're connected to, Key Marine, Yamaha, Mercury, all these locations and people that we have are helping us. And that's why we are so successful. So let's talk about the last few weeks that we've been in school. We just started school last week. It looks like we have a call from David. Let's go ahead and take that call first before I get into this, and welcome David to the show.
Yes, sir. I have a question. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay, the question is, as you probably have heard, everything is traveling toward battery-operated, battery. And where is that going to be in the boating business? And are you guys getting any electric-powered vehicles to be worked on or boats to be worked on? I just wonder what you think the next 10 years might bring. And I'm going to hang up and listen.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for that question. That is a great question about electric vehicles and things, and everybody knows a lot of stuff is trying to go that direction. But as far as the marine industry is concerned, there's some testing going on out in the field. They're doing some field testing. I don't think it's anything we're going to see in the near future. I would probably be long gone before that happens in my class at George Stone, because the problem with electric is you have to have a vehicle that doesn't have a lot of resistance. Okay, it can't have a lot of resistance. In other words, the tires or wheels turning on the pavement, that kind of thing. So these cars, the way they're designed, they have to be designed to make the batteries and everything last for a long period of time, so they're usable. It's no good to put a battery in have a battery system or an electric car where it's only going to go 5 miles and you have to recharge it. The boating industry, I know they're looking at it, and there's some people that are that have came by, and we talked to Jeff Kilgore and with Mercury Marine, and we talked about that because my students asked that same question. And the problem is basically friction, if you will. The boats have to get up out of the water and run. Now, you know, so the problem is trying to deal with the hull design and things like that, that's going to make that work in our industry. I just don't see it happening for a long period of time. I think gas and diesel is the way we're going to go with all this for a long period of time. But yeah, it's not going to be common to see that, but they are working on it. So I hope that answered the question. You're going to see it way ahead of in the cars. We actually have in our automotive class, they have an electric vehicle down there that they use for training. So we're not there yet. We're still concentrated on the gas stuff. I'm a gas guy. I love gas, combustion engines is my thing. I'm not a fan of electric, and, that's just my opinion, and you can take that for what it is. But it's all I've ever known, and I like to go fast, and I like to go a long way. So electric may not work, for a lot of different situations. I hope that answered the question. So, yeah, if you want to give us a call or text, I appreciate you doing that. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. More than happy to take your calls and try to answer your questions and do that for you. So before I took the call, I was telling you guys that we've been in school. I've actually been in school 2 weeks now. We had in-service last week, and a couple days this week is where the teachers get prepared. We have meetings and things like that, and we probably have more meetings than we have time to get our classes ready. So, I want to be in my classroom getting things ready. I did have an opportunity to do that. But we had a lot of meetings and stuff talking about different things and stuff. So we had our in-service. And then on the 11th, which was Wednesday of this week, my students came back to school. And that is an exciting time for me. I get to see the students that weren't here during the summer, the ones that re-enrolled or are coming back for full-time regular school. They get to come back. My students that were here for the summer get to come back. And then I have new students that come in. And it's a reunion of sorts of the students that were here last year through the school year and come in. And everybody gets to talk about what they did over the summer and what we did in class over the summer and that kind of thing. So we try to get rolling pretty quick. I don't like a lot of sitting around kind of stuff. So we try to get rolling when the students walk into the classroom. but we still go with our same normal type of thing where we're introducing the new students, and the students have been there, the senior students are introducing themselves to them. So that's kind of how we started off our day on Wednesday the 11th. And of course, I'm laying the rules out, telling people, my students, you know, about the rules and what we got to do this year, and telling them how excited I am about getting the new school year started. And I really am excited about this new school year. We are going to have a great year. My class, Jenna, is full. We have a full class with a waiting list, okay? I've met with several students or potential students. I've had probably three or four tours that people came in, students came in, and they wanted to see my program. And I always say we. I don't know what's in my pocket, if there's a mouse in there or what, but it's always me, you know, helping them and walking around, showing them the program, and going through what we do there. And I have a waiting list that continues to grow. And I'm going to let my listeners know that I am trying to get that waiting list down to where we don't have such a long waiting list. We don't want a long waiting list. It's okay to have a few on there, but it's not a long list that we strive for. I want to get people in my class. It looks like we have a phone call from Gulf Breeze. Is that Jack or Jackie?
We have Jacques on the phone. Jacques, good friend Jacques.
All right, great. Appreciate the call.
Hey, how are you guys doing? Love the show.
Thank you.
Hey, so let's listen to what happened to me last night. I got all the kids, my girlfriend on the boat. We go out on a sunset cruise. Everything is going fantastically. Boat's running like a top. But we start kind of heading up to the beach, and I start to, you know, so I've got an inboard outboard. So I start to trim up, you know, as we're going up on the beach. So I trim up the motor, you know, the lower unit that's in the water. All of a sudden, the trim motor, I don't know if it shorts out or it just fails. And then all of a sudden, the lower unit comes all the way out of the water, right? Just immediately. And the prop just starts, you know, throwing water all over the back of the boat. So I think I have a bad trim motor. So it's like a 20-year-old Sea Ray. So my question is, do you see that happen a lot where like a trim motor just fails? And is that what it does? It just default fails safe to get the unit out of the water? Do you see that happen a lot with older boats?
Okay. So we're going to knock something right off the list immediately, and that's going to be your trim motor. Your trim motor is not your problem, okay? And since that moved up, that means the trim motor is good, okay? What you more than likely have is one of two problems, okay? More than likely, you either have a switch on your helm, your switch where you use to trim it up. One of those switches, you have a trailer button, you have a trim button. One of those switches or a wire internally shorted out, okay? Made a connection to the up circuit and allowing it to continue to trim up. The other possibility is that you had a solenoid that actually melted together or fused itself together, causing it to trim up. What did you do to stop it from doing that? Did you disconnect anything to make it stop?
No. Well, I had to get towed back to port. I mean, I couldn't, you know, it was getting dark. I mean, I just turned off the motor. We called CTO. I mean, I didn't really know what to do.
Yeah, so you had to turn your battery. Okay. You had to turn your battery switch off?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what you did to fix it. So this is what I think. I think you either have a bad trim switch, a bad trailer button, which is both located at the helm at your control box, or you have a bad solenoid. Typically, I see the solenoids, they either work or they don't work. I don't really see them having an issue where they trim the motor up. A lot of times it's going to be a switch that's causing that. Moisture in the switch or a connection where the positive touched the up button, the up circuit. So somewhere in that ballpark, okay? So that's what I would look for.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. Yeah, it makes sense now that you say that. So So you said Key Marine will actually come to your house, so I don't have to, I mean, I have somebody that works on my boat, but I always took it to them. Is there sort of a, like a big surcharge for Keen Marine to come to your house? And do you know if they have a wait or just like call them?
I would give them a call, and I will tell you this. I don't quote anything for them or anything like that, but there is a charge to do that. There is a charge because it's a convenience for them to come to you. So there is a charge. I mean, yeah, but they will. And I know they can,
that's fair.
If you give them your information, chances are they can bring enough stuff that they can fix it with one time call where they don't have to bring,
point.
So you tell them, you give them as much information as you can, tell them exactly what happened, and they may be able to try to bring enough stuff. Tell them, hey, bring enough stuff to fix this thing. And that way you can make it happen in one call, hopefully. Okay.
Excellent. Sounds good. Thank you so much for the information. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you very much. Appreciate that call and appreciate that question. Thank you. Yeah, that was a great call. And I see that from time to time. It is not as common the trim not actually working. We see the trim system not want to go up or down, but there's a several different items in there that can cause that. But when you see one that wants to run up like that, it generally is a switch that's probably got moisture or some corrosion in there causing this connection problem that may have made that work. You got to get your eyes on the boat and see if there's additional problems and things like that that we need to look at that can cause the actual failure that you had. So that was a good call. I appreciate that, and thank you so much for listening. So we were talking about the waiting list and what I'm doing with that. So I've got students that are potential students are coming in. They're wanting to do tours and look at what we do and that kind of thing. I love doing that because I can tell the students how things flow and I can get an idea of what direction they want to go, that kind of thing. So what I've done is I stay in touch with my counselors. I visit with them when I come in on a weekly basis at least. I ask them where I am on my waiting list, how many students do I have waiting, and then I go back and I check my role. I look at my class. I say, okay, where are my students? Which ones are going to be leaving in the next few months or the next week or what have you? And then what I do is I put as many students as I can in my class, and what I try to do is literally I try to bring – I don't want to bring – I will do this, and I have done this, and I'm not saying I don't do this. I don't like doing this. I don't like bringing one student in at a time. I'd much rather bring 2, 3, 4 students in at one time and load my class up a little more than I normally would. So I have a group of students working together as a team versus having one student that's behind other students in the class. That way, when you have one student, that student can almost get lost in the what's going on or get disengaged, if that makes any sense, where I have several students starting. That really helps me to keep everyone engaged in what's going on. Does that make sense, Jenna, what I'm saying about that?
Oh, absolutely. I believe it 100%. Yeah.
You know, the good thing about the school and what we do over there is every instructor has the ability to run their class as they feel fit to or how it works for them. The administration doesn't tell me, hey, you need to do this or you need to do that. You have the ability, the instructors have the ability to set it up because every class is so different from every other class in that school. So we have the ability to do what we need to do to make it work for us. I don't necessarily teach like the automotive instructor, and the automotive instructor doesn't teach like I teach, as same as IT classes and HVAC and all the different classes that we have up there. We all have our different techniques that work for us. And, of course, my techniques, I'm still tuning them up and working with them, but I've made it to where it works for me in my class, and that's some of the things that I do to make it work for me and my students to keep everybody engaged and everybody moving forward. So if we have a waiting list and you're interested in my class, I highly recommend you get in there, get everything done that you need to do. Talk to the counselors, get your Pell Grant or your VA grant ready to roll and get enrolled, get your TAPE test done, all the pre-stuff that you have to do. Get all that done, get on the waiting list, and then we can work with that to get you into class as quickly as possible. Because I'm telling you, the marine industry is looking for people every day to get into the career of the marine industry, whether it's a technician or parts help, you know, service advisors, whatever it is, we're looking for a lot of people. So can I talk about some good news that we got this week? I'm going to tell you something.
Please give good news. I love good news.
Boat US Magazine picked our school and my student, Riley Smith, to do an article on him because they were looking for a young person transitioning from high school into the marine industry through a school, and they picked our school to do that article. And that article comes out in November. It's going to be in the November edition. And they've done a interview with him, Riley Smith. He's one of my students that started last year. I now have him transition into the field under my co-op program. Shout it out there for him. He's working for Scott's Marine, another great dealership that works closely with us at the school. He's working over there with them, and they've done a big article on him, and I'm excited about that because we have people like Boat US Magazine, Mercury Marine, Yamaha Marine, getting the word out that we need younger people in this industry in our classes so we can train them up and take the places of us old guys, you know? So that's what we're trying to do, bottom line.
That is so exciting. Congratulations.
It is. It's very exciting. We've had a lot of publicity. The show that we do every Friday, Boat Smart, is not only showcasing the Marine Service Program at Key Marine, it showcases the school and what we do there. And I'm excited about what's going on over at Georgetown Technical College. And I'm telling the listeners, if you want to advertise and things like that, it's so very important to advertise. And that's what we do with the show. And I know the school advertises on your station as well. Advertising is so important. And that's what makes us successful also, is getting the word out. We need to get the word out. When I first started at Georgetown, I'd ask somebody, hey, I work over at Georgetown. You ever heard of Georgetown? And they're like, no. And they lived in Pensacola all their lives. That is insane to me that a school like Georgetown is in Pensacola and people don't know about it. And I can tell you this administration that we have now, oh gosh, Mr. Rollins and Mr. Brooks has been there now. It has to be 9 years, 10 years now. They are all about getting the word out. And that's what it's about. You got to get the word out to let people know that you're there. I'm a strong believer, if Walmart didn't advertise, eventually people are going to forget about them. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So you got to advertise.
It makes sense. And, of course.
And that's what we're doing. So let me run down this. So we're talking about Boat US Magazine and how excited they are to talk to Riley because he's a young person entering the field of Marine Service Technology. He's getting a career in that field, and he is so very happy. I talked to him. He came by school the other day so I could talk to him, and he's so excited about being in the industry, and he's having such a great time with that. But let me tell you this. I started four students this week on – I keep thinking it's Monday, but it was actually on Wednesday. And my students range from fresh out of high school, right out of high school, to a year out of high school. So the age range is 18 to 24 years old. And I have several students in my classroom that are those age groups right now. And that is a great sign for the marine industry, that we have young people coming into – our classrooms, and we're getting them engaged in training and learning, and they're looking for a career path. So the last 2 days, you know, with my four new students, I have had so much fun with them because I got them sitting up front. I got assigned seating. Think about that. I got adults and I got assigned seating. I do that for a reason. And the reason is I'll have my new students up front, and then I move my students to the back of the class as they move in the program. I start moving them back. So every time I get a new student, I put my new students up front, and I get to engage with them through my lectures and stuff for the first couple days. And it is so very exciting for me because I'm looking at their faces and I see their eyes are bright and they're excited about being in that class. And they start asking questions and talking about the industry and that kind of stuff. And I'm telling you, it is so very important for these young people to be in my classroom, and we're just having a great time with that. So ages 18 to 24, these four new students that are coming into my class. Next month, I'm starting two ladies in my class along with another gentleman. I know that are on my list. I'm going to pack my class out. It's going to be a little stressful, but I'm going to make it happen. So we're going to have ladies entering our class that have already came by and talked to me, and they're excited about getting into the marine industry. And we're going to keep that excitement going from our classroom to the dealerships and throughout the whole entire marine industry. That's my goal this year, exciting, getting people into the marine industry and keeping them excited when they transition to the field.
Yeah,
so I'm running out of time, so I got to go ahead and thank our sponsor, Key Marine Center. You can tell I'm excited about this year, and I'm going to continue to be that way. So thank you, Key Marine, for sponsoring us. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bayer Road here in Pensacola. You can call them at 850-492-0487. Remember, Key Marine is your Yamaha and Mercury Repower Center. Thank y'all for listening today, and I hope you got some good information, and thank you for those calls. I appreciate that.